did a lot with physical tension, mm-hmm. body, especially maybe meditation going on all the time. Mm-hmm. I haven't really understood it yet, but what I'm thinking at the moment is that it seems as if I'm using subconsciously physical tension to block out feeling, so that instead of knowing feeling or emotion, it just the body tenses up to block it out.
Yep.
And if I try to sort of put my attention to it, to have the mind sort of formulated, it either just like was blank, or I'm just thinking about, oh, work, this thing.
Yeah. It's just distraction.
Yeah, just I'm avoiding it, and I just, to the point I don't really know, I don't know what I'm avoiding.
Right.
I don't even know that I'm avoiding it.
Yep.
This is an idea. I don't know. That sounds like a reasonable thing to look into. And if you have any suggestions about what I can do to work with it.
Well, I think that's where, you know, using the body as an anchor for the mindfulness and the meditation is really, really helpful, because you're getting this immediate feedback of stress and tension. So that being able to very consciously use the sensations in the body, the experience of the body, to go through and to just soften, just whatever, and you're experimenting with the, you don't have to think any further of understanding nature of mind and blah, blah, blah. It's how do I sit and not be tense? How can I breathe into that area of the body? Say, you know, starting around my eyes, around my jaw, where I'm clenching, where I'm holding tight, forehead, trying to concentrate the mind. This is often, even the language we use with meditation, you know, so trying to concentrate the mind. You know, we put so much effort into that it's a source of tension. And, you know, I think it's a terrible translation that of the, say, of the word samadhi, is concentration. I mean, it's hard to find an alternative now because it's in the lexicon. But I'd really question it. Because even the literal translation of the word concentrate, you know, means to make small. If you concentrate some fluid, it's to make it, boil it down and get it thicker and make it smaller. Concentrate, you contract it. And so it's making it small, and you don't, the reality of the mind of that's peaceful and clear is it's very spacious and comfortable. So that the body is a good place to start, and it really is an appropriate foundation to start at and keep returning to as you continue your practice, because it's, you get an immediate kind of printout of the am I comfortable? Am I happy? Am I peaceful? Am I settled? Because then you can feel the either kind of a restlessness or a tightening or a contraction, and just, you know, very, very consciously, just that's all you need to do really in the meditation, is just pay attention. How do I just using the breath is, I think, very helpful. You know, as breathing into areas of the body, like into the shoulders, where oftentimes there's tension. I mean, anywhere in the body, but you can start from the top of the head and just sort of slowly work down, and just breathing in and then just consciously relaxing, breathing out and letting it soften, breathing in and moving it down, going through the chest and the abdomen, going down, just really letting the between the shoulder blades, so you can, the posture opens up down the lower back, where you're sort of feeling settled into the body, and down into the legs, and so just and just releasing tension. It's a breathing in. I mean, you can play with it in so many different breathing in, and then sort of breathing out, washing it out through your toes, or you just. Any number of experiments, you could, but whatever sort of starts to click or may feel that it makes sense, there can be a basis of that relaxing. And then mindfulness starts to be quite natural. It's happy to settle, to stay, to linger around there, because it feels good. And then, you know, to go back up and go through it again. It's just this a conscious way of using mindfulness, and particularly mindfulness of breathing. Because it's also, it's not just, say, physical breath that you're paying attention to. Like in Pali, it's anapana, is in-breath, out-breath. In Sanskrit, it's prana. It's like, and that's a bit more explicit in terms of breath energy. And so that's really what the say, even in the, say, in the Pali, what you're looking to is not, you're not just trying to pay attention to the physical manifestation of molecules of air coming in and going out. It's through, what's the energetics of the mind and the body right now? How do I use the breath to modulate and soften and relax, or energize and invigorate? Any number of you, it's that breath energy that you're working with. So mindfulness of breathing and attention to the body is a really important anchor for that. And you find yourself being able to, you know, the body softens and relaxes, and you can inhabit the body. It doesn't become some kind of obstruction or enemy to one's well-being. So, oh, okay, here I am in this mind, in this body.